And you might feel some kind of way about this, but shortly you're going to hear that God has a special favor, hallelujah, for mothers. Am I right about it? And I feel you, man. I feel you because it had me hung up for a minute when God revealed this to me about this favor that God puts on motherhood. That seems to be something unique and magnificent about motherhood and mysterious when you think about it and you weigh it compared to fatherhood. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah. I can't quite explain it. I don't even try. I'm not gonna even try. And mother seems to be so near and dear to God that the favor he gives them don't seem to be fair. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah. Let me help you out. Then I'm gonna go on. If you go up into the early part of this chapter, you're gonna see, and it was spoken of about Elizabeth, but it says that the angel Gabriel went to Zechariah, who was gonna be the father of John the Baptist. Around the 11th verse, it said, while Zechariah was in the sanctuary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the incense of altar. Zechariah was shaken and overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. But the angel said, don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife Elizabeth will give you a son, and you are to name him John. Are y'all hearing me? Think about this, Father. Okay. Zechariah said down in the 18th verse that how can I be sure this will happen? I'm an old man now, and my wife is also well along in years. Yeah, and I think that's a reasonable question for this father. Wanted to know, Lord, how are you going to accomplish this? How can I know? But look at Gabriel's response when he said in that 20th verse, but now, since you didn't believe what I said, you will be silent and unable to speak until the child is born. For my word will certainly be fulfilled at that proper time. Now I take issues with that a little bit, and y'all got to forgive me, but because when I go back to my text, let's go look at what happened with Mary. It said, the angel came to her, and she was confused and disturbed, and Mary tried to think about what the angel could mean. And in her confusion, she responded and asked, well, how can this happen? I'm a virgin. Now I wonder what's the difference? On the surface, it seems that Zechariah wanted to know how can he be sure. And he was stricken, and his voice was taken from him. But when Mary asked, how can this happen? I am a virgin. And then what the angel do? He said, well, he explained, and he gave her answer. Are y'all hearing me? And I said, well, Lord, what's the difference? I just don't know. Right now, I can only conclude that it was because of the favor that came upon her. Are y'all hearing me? I think there's some kind of special favor that's put on motherhood that the angel had to help her to understand. Are y'all hearing me? And he explained to her that the Holy Spirit would come upon you. He also told her how she was going to be impregnated by the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit come upon her. But then he also, listen what he said. Early in that scripture, he said, you will conceive and give birth, and you will name him Jesus. He went on to tell him everything about Jesus and gave her a brief explanation that her son would be great and would be called the Son of the Most High. He even revealed to her the vision or the destination of what her son would achieve. Are y'all hearing me? He said he gave her the destination. There you go. There you go. It's something about mothers wanted to know what their children is going to accomplish in life. Are y'all hearing me? Understanding, hallelujah, what they're going to do, what is their purpose, and God revealed that to her. Are y'all hearing me? But what I want you to carry away from today through this text is three things about motherhood, and the first one is that where there's favor, there's God. Are y'all hearing me? That where there's favor, there's God. And then number two, it's going to say, let God, let go and let God. That's number two. Number two, number two. And then the third thing I want you to take away is to walk in your favor. Are y'all hearing me? Walk in your favor. Let's go back to the scripture. Okay? Going back to the scripture. When the angel came to Mary, the first thing he said is he said that Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Are y'all hearing me? I want to talk to everyone that's in the state of motherhood. Remember that when the favor of God is revealed to you, remember that you don't only have the favor, but you have the presence of God with you. Are y'all hearing me? That's going to be important. Y'all hold on. That's going to be important. Why is this so important to Mary? The favor of God is with you. Now we get worried sometimes, and I know you get frustrated sometimes, but remember, God is always with you, all right? All right? Then number two said, let go and let God. Now, that's the favorite verse that I love in this scripture. When Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant," let it be unto me according to thy will. Now when you think about this response from Mary, you could also think about what Jesus was going to have to suffer in life. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah. She didn't know at that time. She knew what he would become. Are y'all hearing me? As the Son of the Most High. Yeah. That's the destination or the vision. But the vision did not reveal, hallelujah, every step that he's going to have to take in order to become the Son of God. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah. But Mary was going to have to witness these things, and she's going to have to be able to endure these things. Are y'all hearing me? As a mother, and I know that's very difficult as a mother to watch your child as they progress through life. Am I right about it? Yeah, because when I think about mothers, mothers seems to exhibit those qualities of God more than anyone. Am I right about it? Yeah, when you think about mothers, they seem to show unconditional love toward their children more easily than anyone. Am I right about it? Yeah. Godly mothers, I know, desires the best for their children or for their child. Am I right about it? Yeah. When I think about godly mothers, they're always ready to step in when their child is in trouble. Yeah, I know I'm not a mother, but I think I can get some witness here. Yeah, that godly mothers like to share wisdom to spare their children the pains of life. Am I right about it? Yeah, that when I think about mothers, and I think about godly mothers are always like to make necessary sacrifices for their children. Am I on point? Yeah, when I think about godly mothers, they like to celebrate their children. Yeah, just like God. Yeah, but understand that God is fully aware. Yeah, no matter what your children are going through, what your children have to endure, understand God is fully aware. Remember, I told you that God is omniscient. Am I right about it? And even Mary, I believe, somehow knew this. Yeah, that God is omniscient. He know what your child is going to have to go through. He knew and know what your child is going to have to endure. Am I right about it? But mothers can't help themselves. They're a unique breed, yeah. And they like to step in and they like to share in their children's pain and struggles. They just can't help themselves. Am I right about it? Yeah, you can't break away from that. Can't nobody tell you not to worry about your child? Am I right about it? Mothers are just like God. They're more sensitive to their child's need. And God is sensitive to our needs. Am I right about it? Yeah. Mothers, when I think about it, mothers like God, they're very protective of their child's well-being. Yeah. They want to make sure they got everything they need. Am I right about it? Yeah. I don't care how old they are. Mother's going to always be concerned about their child. Yeah. Just like God. Yeah. And if mothers had their way, yeah. Their child would never experience pain. Their child would never go through hardship. Am I right about it? If mothers had their way, yeah. They would never shed tears. And am I right about it? Yeah. But I got to let you know that there's going to come a time in your child's life that you're going to have to let God be God. Am I right about it? Yeah. Mary discovered this, and Mary had to find this out. Yeah. Because the scripture oftentimes told us that when Jesus went through his experience in life, that Mary just sat and she just kept certain things to herself. Hallelujah. I pray that God would help all mothers let God be God. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah. There's some things I know that you want to do. There's some things that you can do. But there are times where you're going to have to know where to draw the line. Am I right about it? Yeah. There's some things that your child are going to have to go through. There's something a child is going to have to suffer. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah. The same thing with Mary and Jesus. Have mercy, God. Let God be God. Hallelujah. Let God be God. Have mercy, God. Then number two. Let go and let God. In other words, you're saying, Lord, have your way with him. Have your way with my child, God. When Mary said, let it be according to me. She wasn't talking about just her. She was talking about the vision of a child to become the son of the Most High. God has a purpose for your son or your daughter. You don't know what steps they're going to have to go through to meet or to get to that destination. Am I right about it? Have mercy. But you got to know and remember that God is everywhere. That God is able to do all things. Am I right about it? Remember God's attribute. Thank you, God. And if you're going to take the example or follow the example of Mary, hallelujah, learn how to walk in your favor. Mary knew and accepted this. Walk in the favor of God. She penned a praise song at the end of this scripture. Mary said, oh, how my soul praises the Lord, for my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one is holy, and he has done great things for me. Hallelujah. Before Jesus even came into this world, hallelujah. Mary said, he has done great things for me. Hallelujah. You got to give God praise for what he's going to do. Are y'all hearing me? Trust in the Lord. The Bible said there is nothing too hard for God. Am I right about it? There's nothing too hard for God. And you got to remember that God knows what you're going through. Hallelujah. He knows what your child is going to go through. He knows your past. He knows your present, and he knows your future. Am I right about it? Hallelujah. So if you're worried, hallelujah, just let go and let God. If you're frustrated, just let go and let God. If you're scared for what's going on in your child's life, I tell you, let go and let God. Let God be God. If you're mourning over a child, I tell you, it may be hard, but just let God be God. God don't make mistakes. God knew what you had to go through. Am I right about it? God knows. And he gives you favor, a special kind of favor, that favor that the song talks about that's going to help you to get through, that favor that's going to bring you through your situation. Am I right about it? That favor that's going to comfort you when you need to be comforted. That favor that's going to strengthen you when you need to be strengthened. I'm not talking about any kind of favor. I'm talking about favor that has to be poured out on mothers, because mothers need a special kind of favor. They have to endure things that no one could ever understand. Am I right about it? They endure, hallelujah, situations that the men just don't know. Are y'all hearing me? I don't think men, we could even go through some of the things that the mother has to go through. But God's giving them that special kind of favor. And woman, I want you to, mothers, I want you to learn how to just walk in that favor. Are y'all hearing me? You don't have to use the same song that Mary sang. You can use a song, a modern day song. And I can't sing this song, but I remember there's a song by James Fortune who said, "I got it and I love it." Are y'all hearing me? He's talking about that favor. He said, "I got it and I love it. The favor of God is all over me." Y'all know that song? "I got it and I love it. The favor of God is all over me." Start walking in that favor. You have that favor. You have what you need to get through. Are y'all hearing me today? But he didn't stop there. He said, "The favor of God is all over me." And then he said, "And it ain't my fault." Are y'all hearing me today? I don't know why you have it, women. I don't know why men don't have it. But I can tell you, God has a special favor on our mothers. And you need to praise God, hallelujah, for that favor. That favor don't seem to be fair. But I tell you, you got it. And if you embrace that today, that favor will get you through your situation. Am I right about it? Just let God be God. That's all you got to do. Whatever your children going through, pray for them. Then let God be God. Whatever they're going through, just talk to them. Then let God be God. Whatever they're going through, you live the example. Then let God be God. Whatever they're going through, I tell you today, all you have to do is learn how to let God be God. Am I right about it? Everybody stand to your feet today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let God be God. That's not an easy thing to do, especially for strong mothers that care so much and so deeply about their child or their children. But you got to give God room to move. Got to give God room to operate. Am I right about it? There's some things you're just not equipped to do. But I tell you, God is standing there. He's with you. And whatever you can't do, surely he can. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, we pray. Thank you today for this word. Thank you, Father God, for encouraging mothers today. This simple word, Father God, reminding them, Lord, that you are always with them and that you're ever present and that you're able to do all things. We ask, God, that you just help them to release their situation, their children, or that child to you, to let you be God over their life. Lord, we love you and we thank you. This word we pray. Amen. Thank you, God. I'd like to extend an invitation here today for anyone that's present. They may feel Spirit of God moving, calling them to a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We invite you to come today. Amen. To give God your heart, to allow Jesus to come in. Am I right about to be your Lord and your Savior? If you're here and you're standing in need of prayer, we invite you to come. The officer may unite with you, stand with you, and pray with you. You're here and you're looking for a church home. You're feeling that you need to be among God's believers, need to be rooted, grounded with the fellowship of believers. We ask that you come and allow God to plant you here at Anointed Temple of Praise. Hallelujah. You feel a need. Thank you. Come on, give God some praise. You feel a need to rededicate your life. You already have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You want to reconnect. We ask that you come now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I started over.
So I started over again.
Please, Lord, give me.
Please, Lord, give me another chance.
Today
I want to be closer
than I've ever been.
Than I've ever been before.
So